bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Happy Friday! Oh, yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, it feels great.
And it's time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. That also feels great. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours or so here and there. We'll get them all mixed in for you. Coming your way in around 5 minutes. Are you one of the lucky few out there that got yourself an iPhone 7 Plus or an iPhone 7 in jet black? Good for you, because most of us got very disappointed. Actually, Apple has announced an official statement regarding the, supplies on hand for the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. First off, they said, we couldn't be happier with the initial response to the iPhone 7 and 7S Plus. And we're looking forward to beginning sales through our retail stores and partners around the world. Beginning Friday, limited quantities of the iPhone 7 in silver, gold, and rose gold and black will be available for walk-in customers at Apple stores. During the online pre-order period, initial quantities of the iPhone 7 Plus in all finishes and iPhone 7 in jet black completely sold out. Yes, you heard me correctly. No iPhone 7 Plus is available and no iPhone 7 in jet black available. Hope you had your heart set on a 7 in silver, gold, or rose gold, because that's all you're going to be getting. At least for a while. Staying with Apple disappointing news. Actually, this is more rumor news right now, but more than likely, this is probably what's going to happen since they did it with the iPhone. Hey, you know that headphone jack that's on your MacBook Pro there? Bye-bye. Yeah, that's right. Apple might just go ahead and kill that headphone jack too while they're at it. So how did this rumor come about? Well, users are reporting that as of recently, Apple has been asking them to fill out a survey about what they thought of their MacBook Pro. And actually, one of those questions pertains to particularly the headphone jack itself, stating, do you ever use the headphone port on your MacBook Pro with Retina display? Meaning they're putting their toes in the water to see how many people say yes and how many people say no. Now, like I said, speculation. We don't know if this thing's actually going to happen or not. We could find out, though, as early as next month, though. That is when Apple is expected to refresh its MacBook lineup for later next month. So, yeah, we might see Touch ID and that OLED function bar, and bet we might say goodbye to the headphone jack. Give a little, take a little. The news of Pandora this week with their music streaming service that's going to be just like everything else. But before we get too far ahead, Pandora has launched Pandora Plus. It actually is going to give you offline listening. But you're thinking, oh great, another $10 a month. No. Pandora Plus is only going to cost you $4.99 a month. And actually will replace Pandora One. So if you're already a subscriber, you'll automatically be transitioned over to the new option in the coming months. Now if you were just digging the ad-supported version of Pandora, that's going to change a little bit too. That's going to give listeners the choice to replay songs or increase their skips by opting into a video ad. Yes, you got to go through the ad before you can get onto your grooves. Those of you wondering about Pandora Plus, well, it officially launches today. But Pandora said the feature will only hit iOS and Android apps in the coming months. Not a very good move there, Pandora. All with more news now, talking about piracy. Arr, and we're talking about the UK. So all for our UK listeners out there, hi, you might want to listen up to this, especially if you're a pirate. Yes, the United Kingdom, in an effort to stamp out piracy, will soon impose a maximum 10-year sentence for file sharers. Holy moly, a decade in jail? It is called the Digital Economy Bill, and it's on its second reading in Parliament as we're talking right now. Basically, what that means is becoming closer and closer and closer to becoming a law. Seems the ultimate goal is, if you're a pirate out there sharing all that illegal stuff on the interwebs, looks like you might be sharing a cell with some hardened criminal. In any case, they're hoping this bill will help businesses from attacks on their intellectual property rights. And going on to say that if you and I went into, say, a store and stole something, we get 10 years in jail. Well, it should be the same for music, too. We'll let you know what keeps going down in Parliament there on the BTN News Show. In the meantime, we'll probably just hear a lot of, yeah, aye, aye, yes, yes, aye, aye, aye. And finally, leave it to the perverts to ruin something good for all of us, particularly if you're in New York. Those of you that don't know, New York has these little kiosks that are offering people public Wi-Fi browsing. And yeah, a lot of them, maybe I need to check my email, maybe I need to do this. Seems like most of them are wanting to check on porn or just watching Netflix. New York was hoping that when they first implemented these kiosks, they were going to bridge the digital divide. And of course, with the built-in browser there at these kiosks, you could access all the information that you needed. And I guess a lot of people thought, well, I need to see porn right right now. And unfortunately, because of those people, Link NYNC, who runs these kiosks, have had to disable the browser because users took the free access ball and they just ran right along with it. Total pun intended, by the way. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, you can find our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. While you're over there, check out all the great BTN shows. Mac Show's over there, Big Show is over there, and so many others. I mean, really, just get subscribed to them all. And as I've always said before, if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, consider just donating a little bit to our patron fund. It really, really helps us out. Helps keep the network up and running and being able to give all of this content free of charge to you. You can do that simply by just going to BritishTechNetwork.com, going up to the Support Us tab, and right on through there. There you go. Also, you can check out the British Tech Network on Facebook at our Facebook page, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come on and join us. It's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, of course, is heading into the weekend, taking a couple of days off. You should do the same. Come on, you deserve to. However, have no fear. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, people of New York City, please put the porn down, okay? We'd all appreciate it. Thanks. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.